Time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean to say. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Tonight in Concordia is day one of the AA State Tournament wraps up here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's KMZA 92.1 FM as we bring you our coverage in what is now an elimination game for Corning after a tough go against Beloit in their first game earlier this afternoon, a 6-1 defeat at the hands of Beloit. And now Corning gets an opportunity to keep their tournament alive in this elimination game as they take on Colby. Brandon Tabman with you, Logan Carpenter, our studio producer. Let's get you the lineups for this elimination game here in this nightcap. And we will start with Corning. They are the visitors and will bat first here in this one tonight. It'll be Trenton Talley at second base. He'll lead things off. Zach Fisher follows. He's at shortstop. Drew Gibbs bats third, and he'll pitch tonight. JT Ross in left field. He's in the cleanup spot. Kyler Womack in his normal number five spot and catching. Race Fisher in the lineup, he bats sixth and playing first base. Henry Heidemann's at third, he'll bat seventh. Hunter Lehman's in center field, he'll bat eighth. And Miles Wimberly bats ninth and will play out in right field. So again, for Travis Haverkamp and Corning, it's Talley at second, Fisher at short, Gibbs pitching, Ross in left, Womack catching, Fisher at first, that's Race Fisher. Heidemann at third, Lehman in center, Wimberly is in right. Colby, the home team, as they've lost in walk-off fashion to the defending AA champs in Iola earlier today. That was a 6-5 final. Here is how Colby will go for this one here tonight. Caden McCarty will lead things off. He is in center field. Max Kirschenbrock is in left field. He'll bat second. Shane Puckett's the shortstop, and he'll bat third. Braden Foss is pitching, and he'll bat fourth. Batting fifth is Brian Wiedemann. He is at third base. Talon Andreessen is batting sixth and playing second base. Mason Kirschenbrock, he is at first batting seventh. Tucker Wark is the right fielder batting eighth. And Clayton Barton is the catcher and batting ninth. So again for Colby, McCarty in center, Kirschenbrock in left, Puckett the shortstop, Boss pitching, Wiedemann at third base, Andreessen at second, Kirschenbrock at first, Wark the right fielder, and Barton is catching. Again, Brandon Tabman and Logan Carpenter with you as we get set for this late one here tonight. Again, we appreciate everyone hanging with us as, of course, our two-team coverage here out in Concordia. Seneca, a winner earlier today. They beat Norton 9-4. They get Garnett at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning in a winner's bracket game. We'll have that one for you. And then after that game, it'll be Beloit and Iola in the other winner's bracket game. Corning here tonight taking on Colby. Obviously, the winner keeps their tournament alive, and the loser will have their summer come to an end. The first loser bracket game, right before this one, it was Concordia beating Norton 5-3. So Norton was the first team eliminated. Concordia keeps their season alive, and will play tomorrow at 4:30. Here is the Centralia Panther, Trenton Talley, to lead things off for Corning. The first pitch is on the way, and it's inside for a ball. And this elimination game is underway. This game broadcast presented by Kneecap in partnership with Increase the Reach. Back to school time is quickly approaching, as we'll finish that in just a moment. Ground ball to the shortstop, fielded long, throw on the money. Trenton Talley goes 6-3 for out number one. Get the back to school time is certainly upon us. It's quickly approaching. Make sure your kids' immunization cards are up to date by contacting your local health department. So Trenton Talley grounds out to begin the game. That brings up the shortstop, Zach Fisher. And the first pitch. Oh, and it hits the helmet of Fisher. And he'll take first base. An off-speed pitch that got away. And Fisher's on with one out here in the first. So Braden Foss, the pitcher for Colby. Catcher is Barton. Wiedemann's at third, Puckett at short, Andreessen at second base. Kirschenbrock, that is Mason at first. You have Max Kirschenbrock in left. McCarty is in center field. And in right field, it is Wark. A defensive alignment for Colby, who lost 6-5 via a walk-off double in their first-round game against the defending champs in Iola. Here's Drew Gibbs, the pitcher for Corning in this one tonight. He'll take a first-pitch strike, and it's 0-1. Same uniforms as the first game, the baby blue tops, dark blue numerals and lettering, trimmed out in white with the gray pants. Colby's got the all grays with some USA red, white, and blue outings along the sides of the jerseys with the blue numerals and lettering and the blue caps. Drew Gibbs bats on the right side with Fisher at first and one out. No score, top one. And the next pitch runs inside, and that actually clipped Gibbs on the left elbow. So that's back-to-back hit batters. And Corning has something cooking here in the top of the first with two on and one out. That'll bring up JT Ross. So after Talley grounded out to short to begin the inning, Fisher and Gibbs both hit by pitches. First and second they are with one out in the frame. First pitch strike to JT Ross, and it's 0-1. Norton again, the first team eliminated. They lost 5-3 to Concordia in the game prior to this one. Winner here keeps their summer alive. Loser will go home. Ross fouls this one out of play, over the fence, down the left field line, and it's quickly 0-2. Well, one thing in that first game in the loss to Beloit, 6-1, Corning had multiple innings where they left multiple base runners on, so they certainly had some opportunities, just a rare game we have seen this summer where the offense just simply is not clicking. Seems like they might be due for a big outing here, we'll see. Next pitch, high and outside, one ball and two strikes here to JT Ross. Two on and one out. You're in the top of the first, no score. Ross fires, off speed, just missing outside. Good eye there for Ross, and it's 2-2. Braden Foss, the pitcher, a tall right-hander. He's out of the stretch here with two on. Zach Fisher, the runner at second base. Drew Gibbs, the runner at first. Both hit five pitches in their ABs. The 2-2, just missing on the outside corner. That was a close one, just missing. And it's three balls and two strikes with Kyler Womack due up next. So we got the late game tonight, and then we got the first game for you tomorrow morning at 9 with Seneca and Garnett in the winner's bracket game. Off the inside part of the bat, this one popped up to the shortstop. It's caught by Puckett for the easy out, and it's out number 2, and it's up now to the catcher, Kyler Womack. Womack from the right side. He's got Zach Fisher at second, Drew Gibbs at first with now two down. Let's see if Womack can come through with a big hit here to give Corning an early lead. And it's ripped up the middle, and he does come through with a sharp single to center. Here comes Zach around third. He'll score with ease, and Corning does, in fact, get on the board first, and they take a 1-0 lead. Womack comes through right when you call it. He shoots one right back up the middle. And an RBI single for Womack gets Corning on the board. A 1-0 lead. That'll bring up Race Fisher. Race was not in the lineup in the first game. He'll be playing first here in this nightcap this evening. Still two on and two out. He'll take a first pitch curveball in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Gibbs stopped at second. He is there. Now Womack at first. 1-0. Here in the top of the first. Fisher takes another one. This time it's a fastball in the outside corner, and it's quickly 0-2. And now he'll be in protection mode. Closed on his stance from the right side. Can he do something with a two-strike count?